Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, we've had an amazing week here in Cape Town. And to wrap up the week, I want to have a conversation with the managing partner of EY for Ireland and the UK. He's a man who led this programme himself for many years. He is very much invested in the Entrepreneur of the Year programme, and he's Mr. Frank O'Keefe. Frank, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bobby. Delighted.
Frank, we've had an amazing week, and I'll let you maybe describe it to our listeners rather than me, but from the people we've met, the places we've been, the access we've had, the learnings we've had, tell us more.
Well, Bobby, we've been running the EY Entrepreneur of the Year programme in Ireland for 27 years. And when we started, our mission was to really acclaim entrepreneurs, to put our Irish entrepreneurs on the global map, to give them the opportunity to really get into the boardrooms that they wouldn't have been able to get to be able to meet talent and bring talent into their organisations, but most importantly, to give them confidence to be able to go and compete on the global stage. And what our Irish entrepreneurs have done over the last 27 years has been quite incredible. Actually, what we do with the EY Entrepreneur of the Year programme, especially being here in Cape Town, it's all about trying to bring a community of entrepreneurs, our 24 finalists and nearly over 100 entrepreneurs in total for the whole week, bringing them together to build a community, to learn from each other, to learn about different things, different ways of doing business, to actually try and come together, venture together. And the real message here is that what we want to do is help our entrepreneurs create jobs in Ireland and around the world. And actually, by bringing our entrepreneurs to Cape Town and to South Africa specifically this year, is to really give them experience and think about Africa as an opportunity. We've met them, the best educators, we've met the best South African entrepreneurs, we've met government representatives. And really what the idea is to try and make sure that our entrepreneurs see Africa as a continent and a gateway outside of Europe and outside of the US to really grow their businesses.
When we look at the geopolitical climate right now, it's changing. It's changing quite rapidly. What do you actually think it's going to mean for entrepreneurs, and in particular Irish entrepreneurs?
Well, you're right, Bobby. It's I think it's a very difficult time for the world right now. We've got nearly 50% of the world's population in democracies that will go to the polls this year. There's a lot of issues going on, some terrible atrocities with war. We've got supply chain challenges where goods and services are more difficult to move around. And then we also have some incredible opportunities with the likes of AI, technology, and we're bringing all of this together in a melting pot for our entrepreneurs to really think about how do they look at the world in a different way, but how do they take the opportunities with the likes of AI and sustainability and really build that into their businesses. Because what we're trying to do is give our Irish entrepreneurs, by thinking about the world differently, the best opportunity for them to strategically think about their businesses. And by doing that and bringing them to different markets and seeing new markets and venturing together and creating jobs together, well, what that really does is help Ireland become even stronger. And you know, we have an incredibly important place in the world in Ireland. We are the gateway to Europe in certain circumstances. We have an incredible relationship with our colleagues in the US. And really what we're trying to do is make sure that the Irish entrepreneurs see that opportunity. They put themselves, their businesses on the map. They create wealth and then most importantly, create jobs.
Now, I know EY is the big four, but we saw the big five today.
Yeah, we sure did. And here we are, like, finishing the week in Safari. And again, we met Francois Pienaar. He came out. We've met Razi Rasmus. We've met all of these incredible people. We've talked about Nelson Mandela and how he's changed the world and how his leadership and how his humility and his generosity is part of the ethos of what, you know, society should be. And all of our entrepreneurs will bring that not just home for themselves personally, but more importantly into their organizations. And having the opportunity to do that, not just seeing the big five and all of these amazing wildlife, But most importantly, that they get to spend time together, and tonight has just been an incredible finish.
Well, Frank, on behalf of News Talk, on behalf of myself personally, it's always a pleasure to be here and to be part of this week, and we thank you for that. So hopefully we'll be invited again next year.
Well, Bobby, it wouldn't be the same without you and News Talk, and we're incredibly grateful for all your support and giving us the opportunity to be able to share our voice about the importance of Entrepreneur of the Year. Thank you.
Top man, thank you.
Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.